A pair of cold fronts will pass through our area over the next couple of days, and those fronts will transition us from the late spring warmth we've experienced today back to winter cold and potentially with some winter weather as we work into early next week. It has been a warm day across our area. In fact, many areas have come up into the 60s. A few spots have touched the 70-degree mark this afternoon. It has been a mostly cloudy day, and we've had some showers from time to time, and there is the chance for a shower, perhaps even a thunderstorm in a couple of spots as we go through the late day and early evening. This first round of showers is being generated by the first cold front that is working its way through our area now. That front will move to the east tonight, and that means that the shower threat will basically come to an end as the night moves along. We will keep it mostly cloudy. It'll be cooler than last night, but still fairly mild for this time of year, with overnight low temperatures running mainly in the 40s with some 30s in the mountains. And moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will be off to our east and southeast, but a little disturbance, a little area of low pressure will develop and right up along that front. So that'll bring us a chance for some more showers as we go through the day tomorrow. Best chance for showers will be from the capital region on south and east, but even across the north country, there is the chance for a couple of showers as we go through the day tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow will be cooler than today, but still pretty pleasant for this time of year, running mainly in the 50s with some 40s in the mountains. Then tomorrow night, the next cold front comes through, and this one really means business. We're talking about a big rush of cold, some strong winds as well, and there is the potential for some snow as this front comes through tomorrow night into Sunday morning, likely accumulating across most of our area. Accumulation should be in the range of somewhere from a covering to an inch or two for most of us, more on the grassy surfaces, a little bit less on the roadways, but with that rush of cold coming in, we could even see some slippery travel late tomorrow night into Sunday morning, and the wind will be a big player tomorrow night into Sunday. Potential does exist for damaging wind gusts, and it's going to be a very cold day on Sunday with temperatures only in the 20s and 30s. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers ending, low in the 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy and cooler, high in the 40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers ending, low in the 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy and cooler, high in the 40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers ending, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy and cooler, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers ending, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy and cooler, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide on Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun, a chance of snow showers, especially during the morning, windy and much colder with highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a rain and snow mix with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.